All right, kick us off.
Like a warm bath of positive emotions. You know what I mean,
Every
Gorm?
time, yeah.
Oh, nostalgia,
Laserdisc.
other good emotions.
Emotions. The emotions are flowing.
Just lower level beings have emotions.
Yep.
Us highbrow fellas have emotions. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah, I think so.
They're more. They're emotions, but more.
It was flowing in a
I
nice
love that
warm.
commercial, don't you, Gorb? It's always on Gorbulon 2000, the flashback channel. Why have emotions when you can have emotions?
Okay, mister,
More.
I have cable prime time.
Listen, all the streaming services together are just the same thing.
I miss when they had the intergalactic rabbit ears and you just pick it up over the
Exactly.
space-time
Better
continuum.
times.
Yeah, it's better times. The quality was worse though. I mean, I'll give them that. No HD. We're getting
Quality
back though.
schmality, you know what I
Yeah,
mean?
exactly.
Oh, I
Space
don't know
station.
whose turn it is for a question.
Okay, well, I was just gonna give an overview. I think we're gonna do I think everyone's been a grog roulette so far. They're
Everyone
still
knows.
selling, bringing out the emotions in the crowd. So
You feel it deeper, you know?
yeah, it does. It hits different, that warm bathtub of grog and emotions.
Yes.
So I mean, I don't you don't have a question? Should I
I've got
ask?
a
Oh,
question.
you do have a question.
Yeah, I was lying, probably.
Is all those emotions, it just pulled up into your head.
I was flooded and now I'm back. But
Yes.
that's part of the positive part of it, probably.
Yeah, I mean, it's more. They didn't say it was going to be a good more or a bad more. I just said more. It's in the fine print.
Yeah, sometimes you just gotta decide,
Yeah,
or
no.
something like that.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay, here we
Proceedings,
go.
am I
Here
right?
we go. This
Okay, here we go.
one's a tricky one.
Okay,
Okay.
what's your question?
The current world arm wrestling champion, the current male arm wrestling champion of the world,
Okay.
does his name start with the first letters of the alphabet, one of the letters in the first letters of the alphabet, or in the second half of the alphabet?
Okay. Well, there's 26 letters. So, do you want to do the math and find the 13th and 14th?
We'll save that for when we're doing our deep research.
Okay. All right. Give me a second. I get to guess first, right?
Yeah. I
Huh.
like picking questions where I can't be terribly and astonishingly wrong.
That's fair. Oh God. All right. I'm gonna go, I'm going with my gut. I'm
Do
going,
it.
I'm going. It would really help if I could do the math in my head and figure out what the 13th letter is, but I am going, I'm feeling first half. That's what
Okay.
I'm feeling.
That leaves me with second half.
Yeah, so let's look up what that, 13th
I
letter.
still need we need Zorb and Gorb intermission music. Put that in the notes.
I feel like, I mean, that's true. Yeah, we don't really keep notes. All right, well, we're gonna
That's what
pause
we
it
want them to think.
regardless. You can hum to yourselves. Actually, it's just gonna pick right up because
Yeah,
it's,
there you go.
so don't sweat it.
You can't stop me.
Okay.
Oh boy. Oh.
I think we have a winner.
Yeah. Well, we have a winner on four fronts. I'm not gonna try and butcher any of the names,
Yeah.
but Gorb, you've won in four different ways.
I like
Left-handed,
the
right-handed, and different weight classes.
If you're gonna bet on Turkish or Eastern European names, you go first half. Go above the M,
And we gotta love the Eastern European passion. What seems like an Eastern, I don't want to stereotype.
No.
What seems like a
They could
very
also
big
just be really good
dominance.
at it, two.
Exactly. There you go. It's a dominance.
Know.
Anyway, all righty, Gorb. Are
How's it
you
still in arm wrestling?
going first or second?
I think I'm thinking I'm gonna ride my high of this win and I'm gonna go first.
Hype.
Do you have your dice up
I
for
have my dice up, Gorb.
our Gorb Roulette? Okay, you
And
do.
I'll tell you your number. Here we go. Are you ready?
Okay, do you need to explain the rules to the listener?
The listener's a smart lass or laddie. They'll catch on.
Okay, all
They'll
right.
pick it up.
Do I get to click the button for the
Nope.
win?
You'll get
No.
nothing in like it.
Okay, all right. Give me my first roll for
Your
genre.
first number is 9 out of the 20 items. Your
That gets
first
me
item
dystopian.
is oh yeah, your genre, duh. That's what we got to pick first. I'm so glad that
Oh,
the
wait,
D
no. Are we doing genre or is it the multiple items?
genres
Oh.
first. You're right.
Okay, yeah, genre first and then
I'm
the
so
other.
glad that that die that I rolled was definitely 1 to 10 and not 1 to 20, and I got really lucky that it rolled a 9.
Perfect. Dystopian genre. I can handle that.
Okay. Alrighty, Gorb. You've got the dystopian genre, and your first item
First item.
is
Here we
number
go.
20,
Which is
Schlooby.
Schlooby. Okay, give me a second. I gotta jot this down.
About to say, I hope you have your notepad open, Gorb.
About to. Give me a new note over here. My first item is, what was it? Repeat it.
Schlooby.
Schlooby. You spell that for me?
That would be SCHLL, oh sorry, SCHLOOBIE, Schlooby.
Hey, Luby.
Oh boy, oh boy.
Right, what is my second item on the
Okay, your
Gorb
second item is number 9, which seems to be your favorite number today, and you got Melvin the Bird Who Knows All.
Roulette? What a time.
Yeah,
Okay.
I know. 2 out of 3 items for that story, Gorb.
Melvin the bird who knows all.
And then your final roll,
My final roll,
number 3,
which gets me
Frank.
Frank. All right.
Okay.
So, yeah, what's my
Your prompt is to tell me why his turtle's name was wrong. All
okay.
right.
That's it.
Your timer for 22:33 on the clock has begun.
Okay. Why his turtle's name was wrong. Wow.
I know, right?
A story. Okay. So.
I love when a story starts with you know. You
It
know, it's got this
really
casual
does.
tone.
If you're gonna start spinning yarn, you start slow at first. Okay.
Exactly.
What was
Why the turtle's name was wrong, I'm
Oh,
pretty
I gotta
sure.
type that down too. His name was wrong. Okay. Now, dear listener,
Yes.
let me tell you why the turtle's name was wrong. So, I hope for backstory, everyone is aware of the Greater Dakota Conflict of the mid
Come on, don't
late
underestimate our
20th
intelligence, Gorb.
second 21st century. Yeah, sorry. So as long as everybody's aware of that and which Dakota came out on top, which we don't need to get back into,
Yeah, no.
we're gonna focus on
a lot of hurt emotions could
so
come
many
out
emotions.
of
And
that.
so
That war was based on emotions.
there can only be one high
Yeah.
Great Plainslander. But anyway, I'm getting off track.
Yeah.
Our story is gonna focus in on Professor Scarmine McScrubulus.
Scarmine McScrubulus, a
Yep.
famous one, right?
Famous, He was the head of the Department of science stuff
Yeah, the Department of Science.
at the at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
At MIT, wow, he
Yeah,
was.
yeah. I mean, and we all know where MIT is, right?
Yeah, of course.
Newark, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we all know, during the Greater Dakota conflict,
Stuff needed to be
Massachusetts.
moved around to make
It did,
parties
yeah.
happy.
Listen, if the 50 states, if you went to high school with all 50 of them, Massachusetts, they were going to be valedictorian, but they were always of a nervous disposition. So they moved to one of the top schools in the nation to Newark, New Jersey,
You
because
gotta take him down a notch.
exactly. I mean, if New Jersey was a high school student, they'd be the one in the back with the comb that looks like a butterfly knife and you could buy cigarettes from. Anyway,
Love
Professor
this analogy.
Caroline McScrubles was the professor, head professor of the Department of Science stuff at Massachusetts Institute of Technology, Newark, New Jersey. And one day he woke up to a text on
Oh
his
boy.
phone, right? And so it's in the future, right? So that's not really a phone and it's not really a text, but I'm
How
not
far in the
going
future?
far enough that I'm just going to call it a text and a phone. So don't.
How's it, is it different than current age text somehow?
Yeah, but the point is, it would be too hard for me to explain.
How it's different?
Yeah, no, it's. I'm using analogies here to the present times, but you might be able to comprehend it, you know?
Gotcha. Yeah, we got to take it easy on our earthlings here.
Exactly. Now, that said, it was actually, it was exactly like a text, pretty much.
Pretty.
Everybody was blind in the world at this point. So it was much more of an audio-based thing than visual.
Gonna go further into that.
What do you mean? Like why everyone was blind?
Yeah.
I thought you said you knew the history of the Greater Dakota
I
Conference.
mean, I'm not trying to insult anyone's intelligence. We got to make sure we don't leave any
Listen,
stragglers here, Gorb.
one Dakota came out on top, but there were consequences on a global scale. That's all I really have to say. Let's just say everybody, for the most part, pretty
Was
much.
it genie related?
What was it?
Was it genie related?
It's up to historical debate. I mean, we're not really. It's
Kind of a gray area there.
nobody can really read the records written at the time
Oh no.
because there was not a lot of them were transcribed into Braille or audiobook. But
That's true. If everyone, yep, you're right.
yeah, it's unfortunate. Some parts of history were lost that era. Anyway, Professor Carmine McScrubles. He was, he was a bit revolutionary. He was ahead of his
Eccentric.
time and a lot of technology, right? And so for context, right, we're about, 50, maybe 150 years out of the Greater Dakota conflict. So people have been blind for like a minute, right? In a couple of generations. They're coping, but let's be real. There are people out there who, they've wondered what it would be like to see with their eyes, right?
To bring it back.
Yeah, exactly. And Professor Carmine McScrubles, head of the science stuff department, he thinks he has a solution. He
Okay.
thinks there might be someone out there who knows how to cure this blindness.
Okay,
So he
who?
wakes up this morning, time check.
1640.
1640. Okay, cool. He wakes up this one balmy Saturday morning. It's humid. It's classic MIT at Newark summer weather.
Yeah.
The school's just starting back up. It's late summer. Nice little Newark smog on the MIT campus. And
Yeah.
Professor McScrubles heads to class. He finally has time to like take out his phone and let's just say they've invented like I said, I'm just going to talk about it like it's a real phone. It's like a Braille thing. It kind of like rises out of like a touch screen. You don't need to know. He reads the
It's
text.
functional.
It works. And it's from a former student of his named
Which
Frank.
suitor?
Frank.
Frank.
Yep, we got it.
Bling.
And Frank says, "I think I have what you're looking for. Meet me down at the audio book theater on Second Street." Movies, they don't hit the same anymore. Audiobooks have become, they've really blown up in the last couple of
Hey, Never underestimate a great audiobook.
Professor Scribbles finishes his classes, heads down to the theater on Second Ave to meet with Frank.
Yeah.
They grab her.
What like what's like Frank's history as a student? Like, was he like a great student, like a sketchy, like Jesse Pinkman type student? Like, what's
Frank was middling, He didn't
okay,
learn a
middle
bit.
of the road, nothing
Yeah,
too
I mean,
special.
science stuff, let's be real, it was hard for Frank. He actually he switched his major to insurance, which, blind or not, the insurance, actually even more so with everybody being blind, the insurance industry
Insurance
was
is
thriving.
a
He wasn't in for the money, he went into insurance.
This may be insensitive, but there's a lot of need for insurance,
The rates
in
are
an
through
age
the
such
roof.
as this.
Anyway, Professor Scribbles meets with Frank. They're talking
Yeah.
after,
Wait, where are they meeting?
the audiobook theater on Second
Oh,
Avenue. Yeah.
yes.
So they listen to Lord of the Rings recited by Christian Slater.
Love it. Classic.
And afterwards, I mean, well, to be fair, it's like a probably like a 40-hour audiobook, but they speed it up real fast. They can listen
It's
to
at like five
it.
times
Yeah,
speed.
exactly. They got it. afterwards.
Riddles get so much harder. Wait, that's the Hobbit.
The Elvish sounds really beautiful when you spin it up 10 times. afterwards, they go to a bar.
Yeah.
And Frank says, "Is it safe to talk here?" And the professor says, "Yeah, I mean, I know the proprietor. Don't worry, Melvin won't hear us."
Yeah.
And if for those of you listening, if the blindness itself didn't already set in the dystopia theme, let me clarify: there are some sentient beings who can still see. They are pigeons. And I don't know if it was related to the Dakota Wars, or if it was just, we just weren't paying enough attention before when we could look around at stuff. But birds are really smart.
Yeah.
And
And
they're
they
pigeons.
advanced.
Yeah, and they got good eyes, right? And so their leader is Melvin, the bird who knows all, pretty much just because he can see.
Yeah.
And they sort of the ruling, like,
Ableist, but it's
yeah,
okay.
it's okay. I mean, it is quite an upper hand in this day and age if you're a smart person.
Yeah, being a bird
And
is as well.
yeah, I mean, Melvin has worked his way up into the upper echelons
Is the
of
owner of
whatever.
the drinking establishment?
No, she's down. She's just
Oh,
like,
she?
yeah, well, yeah, well, the this is
So she's a bird, but she's also a bud.
no, she's just a regular human. Yeah.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
just
So,
saying that if there
yeah.
was, like, in this dystopian
Wait.
world,
She's not a pigeon.
she is not a pigeon.
Okay.
No, yeah, no pigeons work in this establishment. Pigeons are sort of like a
So
ruling
she
upper
is the
class.
bird who knows all, but like British, the birds, the gals, that thing.
No, she's just the bartender and the owner of this. All this to say, this pub is a safe place. You can talk.
Okay.
You can't see in here because, they just boarded up the windows with plywood, which, I guess, to be fair, why would you even keep the windows?
Wouldn't have mattered,
Yeah,
right?
I mean, but either way, they're safe to talk here. Time check. I am going off
11 minutes and
so
40
hard.
seconds.
Was my prompt? Why the turtle's name was wrong? Okay.
Yeah, there you
Okay, here we go. And Frank, and the professor says to Frank, he says, "Okay, tell me what you have. Because really, where I'm at now, I just need to find what actually caused the blindness. And
Yeah,
then
'cause no one
maybe
knows.
I can work my way back that from there and figure it out." And Frank goes, "Listen, it's very on the DL, but I heard from a friend of a friend, but it's legit, source is legit, of a friend
Oh, it's really through the grapevine.
that what made everybody go blind was a creature that, when the bombs were dropping during the Greater Dakota Conflict, somewhere near the border of a small town on insert state that I can't recall off the top of my head that borders one of the Dakotas,
It's one
name
of
here, there's a
them.
town named Oswego,
Yeah.
not Canada related or wherever the other house we goes.
Was it like called forth because of the destruction? Like it woke up
Well,
because of the
so really
bombs?
what the theory is that Frank's heard from his friends, cousins, brothers, wife, sister's brother was
Yeah.
that he was in the wars, or his grandfather
Yeah.
was,
Yeah,
and
a war
in the
hero.
legends, yeah, when they dropped the bombs and some of them fell over into this little state border, into this town, it awoke a creature
Ugh.
who was just
It was
not.
like lying dormant.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. And long story short, when this creature was woken, that's when the disease that spread the blindness began.
So it wasn't instantaneous, it like spread.
Yeah, I mean, it was sort of like an exponential curve. It spread slowly at first. It's like diseases, you know, it's like a pandemic kind of thing.
There you go.
Let's just say it was fast enough that once you caught it and you went blind, it was noticeable. You know, the global change was pretty quick. Now, where was I? Oh, so the professor says to Frank, he says, okay, so your brothers, sisters, wives, cousins, brothers, sons, wife's brother, does he have a name? And Frank says he does. His name's Schluby. And then the professor says, okay, well, where can I find Schluby? And Frank writes down Schluby's address. Now, time check.
8 minutes, 50 seconds.
Now, the professor calls in sick to work the next day.
Yeah.
He rents a car. They're self-driving, so it's okay.
There you go.
And he takes this ride all the way out to this little border town in on the border of the Dakotas.
Like the general area of where the
Yeah, well, the
emergency.
address that Frank gave him for Schluby.
Okay.
Now he gets there, he opens up the door, and you know, he can
Hold on. Is there, like, since everyone can't see, is there, like, any frame of reference for, like, what the shlooby looks like? Or, like, nobody was able to see it?
Well, no, Schluby's the guy. This is like eighth cousin removed who told him. But let's
Schlooby
just
isn't the
say,
name of the creature.
no, the creature's gone unnamed at this point. Schluby is the guy.
The guy.
The guy. He's the guy.
Yeah.
Listen, when you hear
Hey, it's
exactly,
Schlooby.
when you meet Schluby, you know you found Schluby. Am I right?
Hey.
And so anyway, that's what the professor says as he steps out of his car and walks up towards the house. I mean, he has like sort of like everybody learns like the clicking thing now because everybody's blind.
Yeah.
I'm really important. Anyway, let's just say I'm just gonna describe it as if he was
Yeah.
sighted. I know that's ableist, but
We do what we gotta
walks
do.
up to the
You're
house.
telling, it's nonfiction here,
Yeah, here
Gorm.
we go. We got it. And he goes, "Hey, Schluby," and then. Schluby hocks a loogie,
Yep.
hits it on the ground, and then fires 8 rounds off of
Oh.
his shotgun in Frank's general direction.
Wait,
And
Frank is going to see him or the professor is?
oh, sorry, the professor. Sorry,
Oh.
not Frank. Yeah, the Frank's in the back seat.
Oh, he came along. Okay.
Yeah, and Frank's shot. He's dead now.
Oh,
He's
God.
definitely. Well, Schluby, remember, I mean, he's quick to the draw, but he is also still very much blind.
Yeah.
And so the professor screams. He says, "Hey, what the hell's all that for?" And Schluby says, "You had like eight birds around you." And he's like, "Spies." And then
They
Frank's like,
know.
"I'm dying." And you know, long story short, he's a distant relative. Schluby didn't really care that much. He got most of the birds.
Yeah.
Wow, this story is failing so hard.
The birds are in on it, Gorb.
Oh boy, yeah, they're watching. Melvin is
Hey,
afoot.
listen, nonfiction can't fail. It's just the
Exactly.
truth.
All right, truth. Time check.
6 minutes.
And so professor hears, he says, "Schluby, I heard you might have some information on
Yeah.
why everybody's been blind for the last 150 years." And Schluby says, "You're darn right, I do."
That's damn right.
Yep. And the professor says,
Do they care that Frank is dead? Or can they not tell? Is that
they sadly he barely exited out of the car, right? So it's not like, and then the shots were so loud, and Frank got shot really right in like the larynx
Think he's
area.
sitting in the car
Yeah,
still.
so he's like kind of folded over the
No.
passenger seat. He can't really, speak too much.
Oh, that's tragic.
Yeah, poor Frank. He's still alive though.
Wait, I thought he was dead.
I mean, he's alive, but he can't really make any noise because he's got a large birdshot gauge hole right where his voice box used to be.
That'll do
Yeah,
it.
he's just bleeding out in the passenger seat, sadly. It's all right. We'll get back to him. Time
Yeah.
travel.
Four minutes and 50 seconds.
Okay,
So excited to hear about this struggle.
so the professor says, okay, Schluby, do you want to share this information about the blind and the blindness? And Schluby says, will you give me $5? And he says, oh, okay, sure. Passes him $5.
Deal.
And Schluby says, there's a turtle about 5 kilometers down yonder. America uses kilometers now, don't worry about
Yeah, there
it.
you
Take that road to your left, and you'll see him.
Yeah.
And the professor says, is said turtle relevant to the blindness discussion, Schluby? And Schluby says, I don't know, I found it last week. It was a pretty weird smelling turtle. Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know if you're convincing me.
And then Schluby says, I could tell you a little more for another $5. And the professor forks over another $5.
The long con.
Yep. And then Schluby says, yeah, my cousin Greg told me this turtle was blind too. And the professor says, how did Greg know that? Is he an expert on turtles? And Schluby says, $5? Give him another $5. Schluby says, Greg likes to eat turtle, makes a lot of turtle soup. And that was the end of that
Greg.
conversation. Yep. So anyway, it's a long drive back to Newark. The professor hops in his car, figures he might as well check down, 5 kilometers down the road. Time check.
3 minutes, I'm so lost.
We'll get there. The professor comes back into his car, feeling this was all a bust, and he taps Frank on the shoulder and he says, hell of a cousin you got there, Frank. And Frank's like, still alive, bleeding out in the car. And obviously, the professor starts freaking out, right? So he quickly inputs into his self-driving car to go to the nearest hospital. Time check.
2 minutes, 40 seconds.
Okay. So they're speeding as fast as they can to the hospital. Frank's bleeding out in the back seat, and Frank is pointing at something as they're heading towards the hospital. Now, that's not really that helpful because everybody's blind. But Frank is really pointing,
Yeah.
and he says he's trying to make noises and say, like use what little
He's
remnant
trying to
language
indicate in some way.
in some way that someone to someone who can't see
Yeah.
that there's something over there. Long story short, Frank busts open the passenger side door, rolls out onto the curb. Professor stops the car. Time check.
1 minute, 55 seconds.
And Frank is crawling along the gravel towards this ditch in the side of the road, about 5 kilometers from Schluby's house.
Giving it his all.
There's pigeons afoot everywhere. They're in the skies. Melvin's always watching. We're not going to really solve that problem. It's not easy to get rid of a dystopian government. But Frank is really gesturing. Time check.
1 minute, 30 seconds.
To this thing in the road, but the professor is blind. He can't see. And long story short, Frank grabs the professor's hand with the last bit of his energy. He puts it down onto the ground. It falls on a turtle. And the
Okay.
turtle goes, my name's Jack. And, that's weird for a turtle.
Yeah, it is.
And it used to be wrong, was the next thing the turtle said. And we're just gonna gloss over that. Long story short, time check. They get back to the hospital. The turtle thing
Yeah.
was a bust. They can't really tell much out there. They brought the turtle with them. It's just a talking turtle goes by Jack now. He used to go by Wrong because that was the first word he heard. But Frank can see. Time check.
25 seconds.
The reason Frank can see is completely unrelated to the turtle. It has to do with getting your larynx shot out with buckshot.
That'll do
Oh God, that's
Ten
it.
seconds.
Oh. Oh
Oh,
God.
no, that's the
That's the end. That's all I got. Oh.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Oh, that was a bust.
Was a good time.
Was a good time. Listen.
Oh, boy. Okay.
It takes a little, are we taking a break or you want to go right into it?
Let's strike while the iron's hot. You know what I
Let's try
mean?
while the iron's hot. All right, let me get
Do you want me to do the die? I could do the
No,
die
I
since
get
you.
it. You did it
Oh,
for me. I
yeah,
gotta
you're
do it for
right. You're
you.
right.
We're gonna roll you up something.
We're gonna do this thing
Yeah.
right.
We're gonna do it. We're
It
gonna get
takes
there.
two to make a thing go right, you know?
Exactly, you know? We're
Takes
gonna
two
get.
to get it out of sight.
Yep. All right, so let's go D20.
D10.
We're gonna need a D10 first, yeah. All right. All right, you ready?
I'm
Here we
ready.
go.
I was born ready, Gorb.
For your D10 roll. First roll, you get an 8, which is
A
ooh, higher.
Western.
Oh boy.
God bless.
Right, are you ready for your 3 items?
I am.
Okay, for your D20, here we go. First roll is 20. You get a
Shloomie.
shlomi. all right, second roll. Second roll is an 8, which is French spice.
Oh boy, I'm so excited about that. Are you sure it's not Hubba Bubba Gum Jose Cuervo edition?
Looks like it's oh no, you're right. Technically it is because we start it. Yeah, no, you are actually right. Your 20 is Schluby, and then your 8 is it is Hubba Bubba Gum Jose Cuervo edition.
Oh, hit me with that third one, Gorb, where I'm still riding my high.
Okay, your third one. Your third one is an 18, which gets you
Oh boy.
the Lorem Ipsum machine. All
Okay.
right. Are you ready for your prompt?
Yeah, hit me with it, Gorb.
Okay. For your prompt, tell me a Western involving, excuse me, Shlooby, Hubba Gubba,
Hubba Gubba.
Hubba Gubba Bum. Jose Cuervo edition and the Lorem Ipsum machine. And your prompt is tell me a story about an eagle who lost his knuckles. Go.
Love it.
right.
Okay. Here we go.
22
22:33 on the
33 on the
clock.
clock. Yep, the eagle who lost his knuckles.
Okay. Wah, wah, wah. Okay, so there was a young cowboy. During the gold rush. And he was a boy of but 8 or 9, right?
Yep, that sounds about right.
His name was Sankin Samuels, right? But
Sankey. Sankey. Yep.
they just called him Sankey, right?
Sankey. Yep.
So little Sankey, he was 8 or 9, lost his mom when he was like 2, right? And it was just him and his pops, and they lived in this somewhat abandoned gold rush town in California in like the 1800s or 1850s, something like
Yeah.
that,
Sometime
right?
around then.
And they were one of the last people in town, right? Because
Okay.
his dad was an inventor, right?
Ooh,
His
what did
dad
you
was an
invent?
inventor,
Pray tell.
but out of a need,
Okay.
because what he wanted was an invention that would find gold, right? Like, he wanted something that when his dad had Sankey,
Sankey, yep.
his father,
Yeah.
Hanky,
Hanky. Does Sankey have any siblings?
nope,
Nope.
just him and his dad, right?
Okay.
So
Where's his
Panky
mom?
passed away when he was a little bub,
Oh. Hanky.
from dysentery,
Oh,
right?
God. Yeah. That's 1850, I guess.
That's right. So his dad's trying to invent this machine that will find gold, right? Because his dad had him when he was in his early 20s, right?
Yep.
Or sorry, no, his dad had him when he was in his early 30s, but he arrived in the town when he was in his early 20s.
Did he
He
find any
spent
gold in those 10 years?
10 years sifting, right?
Mm-hmm.
During the day, he'd work for the local mule man, Skander McBabbins. Okay? And he would rake horse hay.
Okay.
Okay?
For the
And
mules, yep. For
Skander McBabbins was
Skander
kind of a freak, right? Because
McBabin.
Danky would feed the horses hay, and then for like an extra paycheck, he would stay an extra hour and he'd feed hay to his boss.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Nothing like sexual about it, nothing like kinky.
It sounds
Maybe
pretty
there.
weird.
What was his name again?
Scandi
So Skander McBabins, was an
McBavins.
Irish immigrant,
The
okay?
mule
Irish, Scotch Irish, right?
man. Okay.
And he'd be like, "Ye lad, feed me that there hay," right? And
Did Hanky at least get, did he get like overtime, like time and a half for this?
he got
Okay.
bonuses, right?
Okay.
So he
And
would take every, because of that bonus money, he would save it up and he'd take every Friday off. So he could go try and sift for gold. And he would try at night too, right? Like after he got out of work. He'd go down to the river, where one local, who now is a millionaire, which in that time was crazy money, right? Because he found a gold nugget in that there river,
A
right?
single nugget, that's all it took.
It was the size of St. Johnny's foot, right?
Oh, God.
And they named the river after, they named that area that's now St. Johnny's Foot, right?
Oh yeah, that little
So,
peninsula with the river.
Banky or whatever his name was.
Hanky. What was the kid's name? Was it Skanky? What was it?
Sankey.
Sankey.
Hanky Banky would go down and just, sift for the stuff, right? Now, one day, he met this girl who also had, an equal obsession with trying to find gold.
Did
You
she
know,
work for Skander
that's where they met. They both fed him the hay.
Sometimes he likes two
What a
people.
romantic beginning,
Oh, Skander. Did does the
you
community know about his
know? He that
nightly
was, you know, that was
indiscretions?
a demand of his that it needed to be on the hush hush. You know what I mean? Like, he was like, "Don't tell anybody," right? And
Did they just like pick it up? Did they
they
use like a
actually that
pitchfork
they knew
or?
at, they say love at first sight, but it was love at first touch when they both were handing Skander McBabins his hay. Their hands touched near his mouth, right?
What a classic Western
You
romance.
know, it was like gold dust went in their eyes. You know what I mean? They both knew they had something in their future, right?
What did
So
Skander feel anyway about it at that moment? Or
Skander McBabins just asked for another piece.
okay, all right.
Right. So, time goes by, No gold is found, right? Saint Johnny's Foot or whatever.
Yep, that region.
Nothing found.
Yep, except for that
And
one guy.
needless to say, Sankey is raised sifting for gold, right? He's born with a job,
Yep.
right?
Is there
Luckily, he never had to feed Skander McBabbins any hay, right? At least his dad wasn't that
Yeah,
bad.
no, they spared him that trauma.
Skander McBabbins retired and
Who inherited the town title of Mule Man?
well, Hanky Banky was out of a job. That's all that we knew, right?
Okay, yeah.
And pressure was on, right?
Yep.
He's like, if we don't find this gold, like I have like enough money to last us, to live in this here saloon's
Yep.
apartment. Like they lived in the apartment above the saloon.
Yep, right on St. John's Foot.
Right. And they're like, if he's basically he told his son, he's like, if I don't if I don't invent something that finds gold, it's over for us, right?
He's not
So
open to any other work outside of gold. Like, I think.
he was a man with a singular mind,
Yeah.
right?
Except for, I mean, he's not going back to that hay gig. I'll tell you that. One standard per lifetime is a lot.
it took something particular to make him focus on anything else than those memories. Okay, the first thing
The
he invented was called the Schlubi, right?
movie. Okay, there you
And
go. Tell me how
what
the slew be.
it was like a so regular sifters just look like a dish, right? Like,
Yeah.
come on, like you're
Basic.
not really making any progress. Now the Schlubi
What does the
went
schluber do?
from one side of the riverbank to the other, right? A good like 6 to 8 to 12 feet, depending on what part of the river you're at,
Does the
right?
schluber come in different sizes? Is it
It was
adjustable?
just one. He had just made one,
Yep.
right?
It's a
And
prototype.
picture like, of course, they didn't have PVC pipe, right? But
Yep.
out of wood and a special type of thick netting that he crafted
I mean,
himself.
the man had a lot of spare hay to use to feed.
Exactly.
So,
Hey, McBabbins passed away that's why this business ended. That's why he lost his job. And he passed away, and they found hay stuffed all the way up to the top of his throat.
okay, so the schluby, between 6 to 12 feet long with like a hay
Yeah. And
mesh
him,
bottom.
Banky Hanky and San and Hanky Banky and his son Sankey would use the schluby and sift from one side of the river up, right?
Could it be manned by just a grown man and a small child? Is
He
that
was
easy to do?
nine at this point.
Okay.
But little dude was yoked. He's been working since he was like three, right? He used to like
It's a
he
lot
was
of
one of those
sifting.
kids that they used a rope on to put him down the chimney to clean it, right?
Okay.
Okay. Now, things were getting tight, and they even with the schluby, they weren't finding anything, right?
Okay, yeah.
Now, he how much time do I have left?
You got 12 minutes and
Okay, good.
55 seconds.
All right, so Sankey took after his dad, and he was an inventor too, right? And gum, chewing gum, had just kind of become popular in the West, right? So he at the saloon would pour, there was a local man, Mexican American man whose name was, Mr. Cuervo. And
Trying to sell a new type of liquor called tequila.
Mr. Cuervo came into the bar one day and, Sankey was chewing gum. And he was like, "Hey boy, let me see that. What's in your mouth?" He spit it out into his hand, right? He poured a bottle from his waistband and he mixed it together in his hands. He goes, "Here, put that in your mouth."
Okay.
Mr. Cuervo and Mr. McBabbins related in the same weird cult, okay?
Okay.
Because it tasted like hay, right?
Oh, okay. Well,
But
they hadn't perfected the flavor yet.
something happened.
What happened?
Something happened like in the movie A Beautiful Mind.
Oh, okay. Yeah, when the
Right?
equations or
Sankey
whatever.
sees all these like numbers, pi, the squared root of
Cube root of
whatever.
27.
Yeah.
And Sankey has had no experience with math prior to this.
None.
None.
Dude has never seen a number, right?
Is the
Okay.
math correct, or is Sankey, I keep on saying, is he just
Okay.
because of his Jose Cuervo
Everything is correct.
bubblegum? Okay.
He leans back, his eyes glaze over, and his
Yep.
dad comes down because he starts shrieking, right? He's like, "Wah! Wah!" He's just shrieking at the top of his lungs. His dad like comes down, and Mr. Cuervo's out the door by the time he gets down, never seen again,
Yeah, he's
right?
still working on the recipe.
Well, here's the thing. A few years later, he was never seen again in that saloon. But a few years later, he was executed for being a witch, a wizard, and a witch, right? In several towns over.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
In the region of St. John's Foot or a different region, California?
St. John's cankle.
Ah, just a little bit
You know, yeah.
okay.
And basically, his dad's like coming down, right? And he's like trying to calm him down. He's like putting his hands like around him, like hugging him. Like he was not a great dad, but he had his moments, right? He like had a few times where like he was there. And basically he looks in Sankey's eyes and he's like, "Tell me what's happening, kid. Tell me what's happening," right? And Sankey passes away.
What, like right there?
Right there.
Did he
Right?
reveal his cosmic discoveries to anybody? Or
Well, here's the thing. He sees what Hanky Panky, dad, sees something in his mouth, right? And he pulls it out, right? And almost like one of those like magic tricks with like the papers that just keep coming, right?
Like the little, yeah, I know what you're saying.
The gum just keeps coming. It smells like tequila, and he does that makes no sense to him. And he just keeps pulling it, right? And like it just keeps coming until there's like a pile of gum, right? Like on the floor of the saloon that must be the size of like a Saint Bernard, right? It's
Did they
and
call
then
a doctor, or is there a doctor?
he's just there's no one there. The bartender is
So like a
passed out,
Tuesday at
right?
11?
And he's just frantically pulling gum out of his son's mouth.
Just
Okay.
another day in St. John's Foot.
Yeah. Just then, the saloon doors like slap open to the side, right? And almost like a weird like bird sound like comes from like behind this man, like a dark shadow. At the saloon doors, like you hear, right? And he goes, "I am the eagle." And Danky Panky's like, "My son," right? Like he's in shambles.
He's got
He's
other
like,
things going on.
"Was there a man here who hurt this boy?" Right? And he goes, "It's more than hurt," right? The eagle comes over to him. Right, like rubs his right hand,
Oh, his knuckles?
his knuckles, and 1, 2, 3, 4. The dad, Hanky Panky, notices that three of his knuckles were already missing, and then popping noise, right? Fourth knuckle disappears, his hand folds in like a Salvador Dali painting. Okay? And his son eyes open, takes a deep breath, right? And then the dad didn't see the eagle again until one more time later. How much time do I have left?
You have 6 minutes and 45 seconds left.
Okay, that was the second to last time the dad saw the eagle. But at this point, he's just so elated that his son is alive,
Does
right?
the son remember his cosmic mathematical insights?
The son looks at him and he goes, "The lorem ipsum machine." And his dad goes, "What, son?" passes out, right? Not dead, but passes out.
Yeah.
Several days later. The son wakes up, knowing none the better that anything had happened, right? Meanwhile, his dad is crafting some sort of weird thing in the right corner of his room. And it appears to be made out of that new weird candy substance, chewing gum, right? There's just weird inscribed letters all over the gum, right? Lorem ipsum everywhere on it.
How is he writing them on the gum?
It was already there,
Oh, okay.
right?
Provided by
Now,
which? Jose
Hanky
Cuervo?
Panky, if that's his real name,
Okay.
basically looks at the son and goes, "This is our last chance," right?
Yep.
Okay.
Is
So his dad turns to him and his dad goes, "This is our last chance. This is what's gonna bring us the gold. I can feel it in my bones, sonny."
can feel
Right?
it.
And Sankey looks at him and he's like, "Stop. That man was evil. Mr. Cuervo, he was evil. He put it in my gum. I'm lucky to be alive," right? Meanwhile, this is astonishing to Mr. Hanky Panky because his son rarely talked, right?
Like
Like
before this.
that was like 2 weeks worth of talking for him, right? Like he
Okay.
would never do much other than like nod or shake his head, right? But this did not deter him because he was obsessed, right? So even another day goes by. The son has given up trying to stop him at this point, but he's curious at this point, you know, curiosity is killing him. He's like, "How do you even know what you're crafting? Like, you're coming here with like sticks. You're coming here with like old broken bottles from the saloon. You're like building this weird thing out of gum."
So how's he using the gum? Like as a
It's like
sealant
spreading out like a
or
spider's web,
okay.
right? And he's like plucking it like a harp. It's haunting Sankey more and more, right? Okay.
He's completely engrossed in this adventure.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Several days pass with like his dad like plucking random parts, like making weird, like insane, haunting little notes. Like Sankey is almost about to like leave the house and just like try and go to anyone else he trusts. But he realizes he loves his dad enough to try and like stop him or save him or do whatever. You know, he's only 9 years old. So finally, one night around like 1 a.m., Sankey's sleeping in his bed. His dad like shakes him awake. He's like, "I cracked it." And his, you know, Sankey's like, "What's happening?" He goes, "I cracked it. I cracked it." And Sankey's like, "Okay, you cracked it. What did you crack?" And he's like, "Listen." And he goes over to the corner of his room and he starts to pluck this like haunting melody, right? Like,
Does it work like a harp made out of
yes, but like
bubble
with
gum?
notes and tones that are just, they sound wrong, right?
No.
And he's like, it's telling me where it is, right? So his dad takes his hand and they like lead out under like the light of a full moon.
2 minutes,
How
25
much, right?
seconds.
2 minutes. He brings him out to the edge of St. John's Cankle.
Oh,
They walked that
down
far,
here.
okay, for like what seemed like hours. And it must have been. It was like th must have been like around like 3 or 3:30 in the morning. And he goes, "Right here. It told me right here."
Did
Right?
they bring shovels or,
No, they brought the schluby.
so they're still on the
You
river.
ignoramus. Okay, so you know, what Sankey's on one side, right?
How did he get
And
to the other side? Did Hanky make them
Hanky
swim?
Panky dad is on the other. Okay, and they begin to sift, right? And they're pulling and they're pulling and they're pulling. And 20, 30, 40 minutes pass. The sun is starting to rise on the horizon, right? Nothing. At this point, Sankey's like begging his dad to go home. He's like, "I'm so tired. I'm like barely able to walk."
Like, I don't think there's any gold here.
Right?
The
They get to
schlizzy
the.
is hard work. It's not a
Exactly.
check.
It's. He's doing the work of a fully grown man.
One
Okay?
left.
Sankey falls forward into the river, the deepest part of the river, right? Just as he falls in, Hanky Panky sees the largest golden nugget that he had ever seen, right?
Yeah, is it like inside the schlooby?
Bigger than 2 feet inside the schluby, right? He's like, out loud, he goes, "This year, part's gonna be called Hanky Panky's 2 feet."
30
Okay?
seconds left. Hanky
He
panky
dives in,
floats.
and then, just then, right? An eagle swoops down and gouges out Hanky Panky's eyes, right? And all of Hanky Panky's knuckles disappear. His hands turn into cold spaghetti, just like the Wiggles said.
5 minutes, 5 seconds left.
And he never had his hands on the gold. He had his hands on good old little Sankey, who floated this time.
What a
I'm a sucker for a
thundering.
happy ending, Gorm. Thank you,
Classic
thank you.
Snoopy edition.